Kayla Shea, good morning. Appreciate the time today.
Good morning, Chris. Really excited for our conversation today.
Absolutely. What does it mean to have all three of these triangle schools, but particularly Duke and Carolina, hosting first and second round games in the NCAA?
Oh, it's awesome. I think that we've got the best market in America for college basketball. We have so many strong teams here. And, you know, Chris, you're not given the first and second rounds. You earn the right to host. And so our teams compete at a high level. And, you know, with the top 16 seeds having the opportunity to host games in their home arenas, I mean, that speaks to the quality of women's basketball here in this local area.
From an economic standpoint, what's the impact of having these games in Durham and Chapel Hill and Raleigh this weekend?
We have an opportunity to really bring visiting teams to town. You know, there's an influx of spectators coming in to visit. That means that they're visiting local restaurants, shops, attractions, hotels. And so really just helping to boost the overall economy for Durham. And it's an opportunity to have exposure to new and different markets. We've got in Durham, we have Lehigh coming in, Oregon, Vanderbilt, and fans traveling to Durham from all across the country. And so and experiencing North Carolina, perhaps maybe even for the first time, and certainly Durham. So we're really excited for just new people in our city, as well as an opportunity to bring out fans and local fans and spectators from across the state.
There are so many of these local sports commissions across our state. What's the relationship like between the Durham Sports Commission and some of your other partners as you work to bring these events to the Triangle?
You know, we talk often about the front porch analogy. Oftentimes in college athletics, sports is looked at as the front porch of an institution or a university. And so we think that sports is the Triangle's front porch. And so we have amazing sports facilities, teams, events, and venues. And so each city, in our Triangle really brings something unique to the table and the different dynamics with that. And so, you know, when we unite, we create a robust sports tourism destination. It really does take a collective effort.
You know, you talk about being a destination, and we're talking about being the front porch and all these things. I'm thinking of Durham and just how it's become this destination spot for major events. I think about the NAIA football championship that's in Durham now every year. Can you just talk a little bit about how Durham has become this hotbed for a place people want to come for these big events?
Durham is special. Durham is special, and we really unite with our key stakeholders in Durham to be able to, one, cultivate the relationships with national governing bodies, but we're really intentional about bringing championships. We have this broad-based approach, and so, you know, we want to bring in championships at the high school level, at the collegiate level, and so just that opportunities, there's so many opportunities out there. We have such a great city, and being able to work together collectively in Durham to bring these and to recruit these events are really important to us, not only to bring them to our community, but to keep them, right? So it's the recruitment process, but it's also the retention process.
Visiting with Kayla Shea Menendez, the Deputy Director of the Durham Sports Commission. Women's sports obviously has seen a huge growth, whether it be women's basketball at the collegiate level, the WNBA, volleyball, all these women's sports, and such an increase in viewership and just popularity to be able to host these women's basketball games in Durham. Can you talk about how that grows the sport of women's basketball as a whole?
Yeah, you know, and when you say that, it makes me think about just the history of mm-hmm. women's sports. And you know, I want to highlight this season marks the 50th anniversary of Duke women's basketball. It's a program that's rich in tradition, excellence, and success. And so anytime we have an opportunity to increase the visibility of women's sports, particularly in Durham, there's an impact there. I mean, exposure to elite-level women's basketball this weekend really helps to empower young girls in the community to pursue sports and really helps to just get fans out there. I mean, I grew up in Raleigh, and I remember going to Tennessee versus Duke games and watching the late Coach K. Yao and attending the United States Olympic team practice at NC State. And so just awesome opportunity here for just the growth of women's basketball, and we're excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, Gail Guest, of course, too, at Duke, doing some great things there when she was the head coach.
Oh, yeah.
And now Kara Lawson doing some big things as well. Talking about women's sports, the Durham Sports Commission, Kayla Shea, hosting the third annual Emerging Women's in Sports Leadership Summit. That comes up April 9th at the Durham Convention Center. Can you tell us a little more about the summit and what to expect in the third year?
So this year's summit will provide a unique program that's tailored to individuals who have approximately 7 years or less of professional experience. And it really is a one-of-a-kind opportunity to learn from industry professionals, exchange leadership insights, and build a powerful network that will help to extend beyond the event. And our goal with this event, really our vision for this was to create a hub for women's leadership in North Carolina and across the region and really the country. And so we're excited for the event coming up on April 9th. There still is opportunity to get registered. Registration does close next Monday, March 24th.
And where can people go to get registered and all that good stuff?
DurhamNCSports.com.
Easy place. You got any picks for the tournament?
You know, Chris, I try to avoid predictions for the tournament because it's March Madness. I mean, anything can happen. I've still got to get my bracket done, which I'm going to do that here tonight. But there are so many good teams competing. You know, speaking of Duke, I mean, they've got something very special building in the Bull City. Three of their players earned all ACC honors. And so really excited. They have solid play on both sides of the ball. And then what Coach Dom Staley has built at South Carolina is really impressive, and I'm anticipating them to go deep. I mean, you look at USC, right? Number one seed for the second year in a row, fourth number one seed, but excited to see them compete. Juju Watkins, she is a special kind of talent. You know, you look at UCLA and Notre Dame, but ultimately what it comes down to is just how teams handle runs and how you play your game. And, I mean, it's March. You have to stay disciplined. So I'm excited, but, you know, predictions – anything can happen.
I love it. Kayla Shea Menendez, the Deputy Director of the Durham Sports Commission. Kayla Shea, appreciate the time today, and I hope to see you real soon.
Thank you so much, Chris.